Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Lil, you ready?
Yo, right now.
What's this about? Blow four or something?
Yeah.
My part four, huh?
Once I get it,
this is what we got top double jump.
Hey, King Ad, let's go, man.
Got me no fucked up.
Yo, fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007, man. Shout out to the whole fucking Angry Fan movement. It's a Monday. Let's get it popping. I'm going to get Doc Danny on. Let's recap this event. Talk about the Royal Rumble. Talk about Cass and Arsenal. Let's get it. Yo, yo, Danny, you on?
What up? What up?
Okay, okay. Doc, you on?
Yo.
Yo, what's good? Let's talk about it, man. What is it? Summer Impact Reloaded?
Summer Impact Reloaded, man.
If you had Dot, Dot was in the building. How was it, Dot? First
shit,
and foremost, how?
Shit was lit, man. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I see a lot of shit behind the scenes that niggas usually don't see on the, like, on the stream. Like, why the battles take so long. Why the next battle takes so long to come up. Like, I'm sitting there looking like, yo, damn, son. Like, 30 minutes just passed by. There'd be mad other shit going on, yo. Like,
Like battlers don't be there.
Well, one person is there, but the other person not there. Like it'd definitely be a lot.
So Smack be having a lot in his hands. That's why it be taking so long.
Yeah.
Whereas in the stream, it looks like what the fuck are y'all doing?
But I will say that Snake Eyes and Jack Boy was there when I walked in. From jump, Jack would have been there for a minute. Snake Eyes was there, and Ace Amin was there too. So I don't know why their battle took so long because both of them was there. Like,
yeah, but they wanted Jack Boy to go first. Well, let's get into it. Let's get into
it,
man.
The
unseen battle was Jack Boy Main versus Franchise. So talk to me, Doc.
What
you seen, man? How did this battle
go? Right, so when I got in the building, it was niggas already saying that it's a surprise battle, Jack Boy, all that, boom. So then the shit get announced, everybody get hyped. So now I'm just like, damn, Jack Boy got another chance. He on this card, so hopefully he show up. Now, Franchise is good, but I wasn't really a fan of his, but that nigga made me a fan that night, bro. Like, that nigga started off with like 4 or 5 haymakers. Had the building going crazy. And niggas in the crowd was already saying 1-0. And Jack Boy ain't even rap yet. Like, niggas was already like, yo, yeah, this round, this shit's over. Like, ain't no way he gonna beat this round. And then the nigga continued throughout the round, still with haymakers. I'm like, yo, this nigga Franchise is not playing. I don't know how Jack Boy gonna be able to beat this shit.
Uh-huh.
But, shit, this shit is gonna be hard to beat. If he could pull this off, then that nigga deserved to be here. So, Jack Boy go, and he start off with a haymaker. So now I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So now he spit a couple bars and he hit with another haymaker. So now at this point, by the time Franchise had like 4 haymakers, in that same time span, Jack Boy had like 2. So it was still like, all right, maybe he could do something else. The nigga ends up choking. Again, try to bring it back, couldn't get it back, ended the round. And it was just like, damn, son, like, first battle, it's a surprise battle, and you choke again? Like, son, niggas in the crowd was mad. Like, niggas was mad. Just with the fact that the nigga choked and fucked, like, basically fucked up the battle. Like, choked, niggas was disappointed. Like, yo, it was crazy. I mean, niggas was
All right. Let's say this. For two things, right? For one, please drop the footage URL. Don't vote it just because a nigga choked. That ain't franchise fault. So when a nigga, because when a nigga choked, niggas be like, nah, this shit ain't even worth dropping. Yes, it is.
Nah, you gotta drop that
mentality. Yes. Stop that mentality, because you're taking away from the person that did good. So
you gotta drop that.
Drop that. That's first of all. Secondly, Jack Boy had just got a monumental ass kicking on home, and you know, he came back and he beat Suge at Ben Legacy 3. So I thought he was on the right track. I thought he was okay. This is how you bounce back from getting your ass kicked. So he did beat Suge. They'll be dropping that soon. And now you come right back on another big stage and get your ass kicked again.
Oh, you ain't know that they dropped that this morning?
Oh, no, I didn't know.
Yeah, they dropped that shit this morning. I see what y'all try to do, though. It ain't going to work, though. I know exactly what y'all try to do. That ain't going to work, though.
Right. They got to drop me on red next then. Shit. So, anyway. Yeah, man. Jack Boy might have to sit down for a second, man, and figure it out. You got to figure it out, because it's too many niggas that's talented and that definitely would have loved to be on Gnome and to be on this big card like this. It's niggas that don't have those opportunities that would have not messed those opportunities up. So Jack Boy got to sit out and let the other niggas off the bench.
You all about that. URL, the hand holding got to stop. And a perfect example for that is Cortez. He had so many damn battles vaulted that really wasn't his fault. That fucked his career up, in my opinion. That slowed his career down.
Oh, yeah, I definitely feel the same way. You can alter somebody's career by dropping or not dropping battles. You know what I'm saying? You can not drop a battle and fuck somebody up, or you could not drop a battle and save another nigga.
And then if you don't drop, they said that's what happened with Ab. They said he lost his first two battles and they vaulted them shits.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's not really fair to the niggas who, but that's not fair to the niggas who won. That's where I'm coming from. You can't make some, like, you're trying to make people be nice by hiding when they fuck up. Like that ain't battle rap, B. That ain't what this shit is about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this shit gotta come out. Yeah, most likely this.
Because ass whippings are a part of the game.
Yeah.
All that shit part of the game. Like, whatever happened in the game happened. If Kobe missed 10 in a row, they gonna show that shit. They're not gonna only show when Kobe hit the buzzer beater.
That's a fact.
So whatever happened in the game happened, man. Leave all that shit in. Drop everything.
Yeah,
drop that
shit. I know that shit gonna drop too. Like, I see niggas. Faces, seen Beasley face, like niggas.
You know what they're gonna do though?
Man, like,
you know what? They probably gonna drop it on the app only, so the YouTube niggas can't see it.
Yeah, it's probably gonna drop on the app.
If
they're
trying to protect them, if they want to protect them, they'll do it like that.
Yeah, Caps, you going in and out?
Yeah. Shit. Fix your phone, Trump.
Nah, y'all hear me now?
Nah, I still. Still go in and out.
I see fucking headphones. Nah, I was saying, hold on, let me see, son. Nah, I was saying, damn, I forgot what I was saying already.
You still sound the same, though.
Yeah, try to.
Word?
Go in the bathroom, nigga. Go in the fucking the cafeteria.
I don't know if it's
nigga,
the bathroom.
Fuck, it can't be. Hold on, let me see, son. Hold on. Damn.
I hear you a little clearer now.
Hello?
Yeah, damn. Nah, hold on. All right,
I hear you now.
I hear you.
All right. Nah, well, yeah, that's kind of fucked up, though. They can't be doing the shit like that. And don't just drop shit on the app and don't drop it on YouTube where all the fans are.
Nah, they can see this. The franchise, this shit. That's why I was mad that the nigga choked, because I knew that's kind of like going to overshadow it. But nah, franchise showed out, like, this choke definitely should overshadow what franchise did, man. Like, be a surprise battle on this stage with the names that was on this card. He went up there and took full advantage of this opportunity, like, full advantage of that shit.
apparently, apparently franchise set an example of what you're supposed to do when you get a big shot.
Exactly. Basically.
When you get a big shot, you got to kill it. Kill that nigga in front of you.
And that's exactly what he did. So he did that.
Yeah.
It's heading towards the body because he 1-0, clear, franchise go again. And second is, all right, he start off a little cool. Second is, all right, he heat up at the end, though. So I'm like, all right, damn. It's round. It could be beatable, but he kind of heated up at the end, so I don't know. So Jack Boy go, and his round is all right so far. His round is all right. I ain't going to front his eye. It's like, all right, cool. Let's see what if he could finish off with a couple haymakers, he should be good. It could be at least debatable. Then I walk over to get some water, and then I hear, all right, Tom. I'm like, so what the fuck? This nigga rap for, like, had to be made like a minute and change. And it gave a roundup. Like,
oh, my God.
And it didn't even, like, I don't know if he choked because it wasn't like he repeated the bar, but it was more like he just was just like, all right, Tom. I'm like, what the fuck? Already?
What the fans is doing?
The fans is mad. Like, they just put towels on their head, walking off, going back to sit down. Like, that shit was over. It was 2-0. Like, that shit was over. It was 2-0. Niggas was already going outside, all that. Like, that shit was bad. Shit was bad, man. Like,
what happened third, Sam? What happened third round?
Bad. Third round, franchise goal again. Again, like, he was consistent the whole night. Nick was consistent the whole night. Jack was just wasn't, like, franchise said, I think he said it 2 weeks. I think he said 2 weeks prep or some shit like that. Yeah, it had to be about that time. Cause
he said he had, like about, like, 12 days, 13 days.
Yeah, some shit like that, yeah. So I guess he came fully prepared, and I guess Jack Boy wasn't prepared. Now, this is the funny part about this shit, right? So after the battle, I go outside, niggas outside and shit. I ain't gonna say no names, but niggas was outside, like, yo, told another battle, like, yo, when we book you, you better not ever let that happen to you. And I'm just like, oh, shit. Like, it's like, niggas was not happy with what this nigga did. But the funnier part about that is I came back in the building and this nigga was dancing.
Who was dancing?
And I'm like, yo, Jack
Who
Boy.
Who was dancing? Dancing?
The nigga nigga dancing, laughing and shit. And I'm like,
nigga, what?
The nigga, like, I'm confused. Like, yo, hold on, did you just die? Like, this shit is shit. Yo.
Franchise turned that nigga into he turned him into a Thriller zombie. Even the zombies was dancing on Thriller video.
Facts, man.
Jack Boy lost round 3-2.
Yeah.
Aw, come on, son. Come on, Jack Boy gotta sit down, B. Jack Boy gotta sit down, B. I don't care anymore. He gotta sit down, B. Like, y'all gotta stop this shit y'all doing, B. Y'all was never doing nothing like this back in the day, bro.
You gotta sit.
That shit is not fair, what's going on, B. That shit ain't fair. Shout out to Franchise, though.
Franchise made niggas a believer like me, because I thought he was dope, though, but the way he put on that day, I was like, okay, this nigga definitely ready. Like, if they have another big stage card, I think this nigga ready. That nigga showed he was ready. And like Smack said, for Jack Boy, niggas got to go back to the drawing board. Like, because clearly, these big stages, it's not it for you. Like,
man, we need that. We need Ascension Part 2, man. We need that new Ascension card, man. All these niggas that's on the bubble, they got to start getting eliminated.
Facts. Facts.
Niggas just can't keep being able to. Yeah, niggas just can't keep losing and losing and losing and losing and losing and keep getting booked and booked and booked. Because you're not. There's no repercussions. There's no. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is getting away with just losing and choking. It got to be a penalty. Like, nigga, sit your ass down for 6 months.
God,
come
damn.
Correct.
Okay. Damn, Jack.
You
watered
down your brand as a league by having trash niggas on there. Because that's basically saying any nigga can get on there. It's niggas that's sitting on the porch that ain't never battle rap. They'll see that shit and be like, man, I could do better than that. And they pay these niggas to do that shit? Man, let me get in this battle rap shit. It make anybody feel like they could battle rap if you see a nigga doing that.
But you know what it is, though? With Jack Boy, it's like, they will put him on the stage and he'll die and he'll go to bed and fuck somebody up. So now, he's winning, he loses, then he wins. Then he loses, then he wins. So it ain't like he taking bad losses back to back because he going to bed and he beating niggas. So now he lose to Chon Chon, but he go to band and beat Suge.
So he's just the king of band. Leave him on band and don't put him on no more big car. That's what you're saying.
The big battles are saving him though, because he's doing good there. It's making niggas feel like, all right, let me give him another chance. But nah, it's not working nowhere else. It's not working nowhere else. And the difference is, it ain't like all right, like. Versus Jon Jon, he started off, his first round was fire. So it was like, all right, cool. But this, it wasn't like that this time. Like, his first round was nowhere as close as fire as his first round.
Ah, hell no.
And it was just like, damn, not prepared? Or, like, I don't know, man. This shit was weird. But it didn't look like the shit fazed him. Like, he was in there back to his regular shit. Dancing. Let me talk to the niggas. Like, I was just like, damn, son, this nigga not even phased. Like,
nigga used to lose it. I thought
niggas upset after choking.
It's sad to even hear that shit, honestly.
Yeah, so the nigga was still like, nothing happened.
All right. Let's
happened.
Get to it.
Wow.
So now the stream, everybody know. Now the stream is on for the next battle. And, of course, Jack Boy's there behind Ace Amin, after he just died, but whatever. Now, niggas goes to this battle. Now, who went first? Ace went first, right? Now, this is the thing, right? A lot of niggas were saying, oh, New York bias and all this shit, right? No. Negative.
Nah, they was rocking
Ace
with him.
Ace had the crowd. Yeah, so then, Ace had the crowd repeating shit. And I'm just looking around like, wow, this is crazy. We're in New York. This is Snake Eyes, but the crowd was fucking with Ace, saying the holy shit. Like he was controlling the crowd. I could give him that. Like that nigga definitely know how to control the crowd.
From the door, he was doing that. From the door.
From the door, yeah. From the door, like he pulled a vet move. From the door, he was controlling the crowd, and I was just like, damn. Depending on how this round is, it may make it hard for Snake Eyes because the crowd seemed to be already fucking with him. But, so he go, and I think his first round was decent. Which I think? I think his first round was good.
He had a line about Snake. He had a line. He said, Snake Eyes said he the best in New York. Is that true when everybody said no?
Everybody said no.
I felt so bad for Snake Eyes.
Me too. I felt embarrassed.
You can't say that if you got fucking Loaded Lux and Hollow and all these niggas. You can't put yourself in that position. That's what you're going to
get. That is true. That is true, now that you say it. But the way Ace Amin did it was just like, it was kind of crazy. Like, the crowd was really rocking with him. They were really
rocking with him.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I don't know if the stream picked it up, but it was like the whole building said no. Like, the whole...
I heard him. I heard niggas say no. I was like, oh, shit.
That was kind of wild.
But it was the truth.
True. But right? Ace, I think Ace...
He asked him, he said, is he the best in New York? And niggas like, no.
I don't even remember Snake ever saying that. But if he did say it, I mean, I don't know.
That was ill how Ace Amin did that.
That
was dope.
And he had the crowd. I ain't gonna lie. He had the crowd. The crowd was definitely fucking with him. He had a good round. And, Snake Eyes went.
Started wild.
Kind of like all that shit went out the window. Like,
Snake, I started wilding on
him. That nigga Snake, I started wilding on the Snake. Like, I'm just like, oh, shit. Snake, I definitely ain't come to play with this nigga. Now, like Cap said, the shit, Snake Eyes round was wrong. But
yeah, that's the only thing. It was mad. Like, Smack must have walked off the stage or something.
Beasley was in the crowd. Like, Beasley was in the crowd making sure niggas wasn't recorded and shit. So, he wasn't on stage when the niggas was rapping. So, Lover, I guess maybe they didn't have no time limit. I don't know. But,
yeah, that shit was crazy. You know, and sometimes extra long-ass rounds can hurt you. They can because you can lose momentum. You can lose steam. Sometimes you can just – you can cut your round short if you can just end it on a haymaker. You can end it on a haymaker and
but
just
you know
cut
what
it short. But
that's you know
powerful.
What though? I don't feel like Snake Eyes was losing momentum, though. I thought he kept wilding on him.
I'm not talking about Snake. No. Yeah. I'm not talking about Snake. I'm just saying in general –
That's
like
what
you,
it was.
A long, extra long round sometimes can hurt you, but I don't think it hurt him. In this case, and in fact, I gave Snake Eyes the first round.
Yeah, he
That's
got the first clear.
Snake Eyes got round one.
Even when Snake was probably like losing steam a little bit, he would pick up with a haymaker.
Yeah.
But it was still landing, and it was just like there.
But you know what it was?
It
was that niggas in the crowd was calling time.
Yeah,
and
I guess
he probably knew that he was going over the time limit too, but like there was no one there to stop it or anything.
Yeah, it was
somebody
there to keep fucking him up. That, and I think it's because of the fact that the battle got.
I like that though. I like it.
It was supposed to be at the last rep, then it didn't go down there, so now they have to. So
yeah, he might have added. Yeah, he probably added shit to the round. Like fuck it, I got a couple more weeks. Fuck it. Let me make sure I overkill this nigga. So I see what he did. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, fuck it. Why not?
So I got Snake Eyes, one zip clear.
Clearly.
Yeah, one zip.
Now, Ace come back on, and he is wilding. Like, he's wilding. The crowd's still with him. The crowd's still repeating shit with him. Like, he's wilding this time. Now I'm just like, oh, shit, this nigga picked it up. Like, I'm not an Ace fan, but now I'm like, okay, I see what the hype is about. I see what the hype is about. I like how he put shit together. Like, he was wild in that second round.
Nah, he had a lot of lyrical shit in that second round, man.
That shit he said with the you did 11 months. Some shit you did 11 months that walked baby steps. Like, yo.
Ah, that shit was crazy.
Oh, that was fire.
And then 11 months and walked as baby steps. He said, now run with that. That shit was fire. He followed it up with run, now run with that. That was crazy. From walking to crawling to steps to the running, that shit was crazy, man.
Oh, shit. Matter of fact, my fault. Let me go back to the first round real quick because it's going to bring me back to this point. All right, so in the first round, as y'all see, right, Snake Eyes, Ace had a bar about you told Snake Eyes, Tiger don't touch you. Say that shit to me.
Bumped him hard in a motherfucker.
Snake Eyes ate it. Can't do nothing. Cheering. All right, cool, right? Boom. Second round go. Ace is wilding. I'm like, all right, he might end up getting this round because he's going crazy. And I don't know if Snake Eyes going to have two rounds back to back just like his first one. So now Snake goes on. He started off a little slow. I felt like he was picking up. And then the little situation happened where Ace wants Snake to touch him. Now, you just bumped this nigga in the first round.
Right.
He ain't do nothing. He
let it rock. So you got to let shit rock.
Exactly. But you don't want to let it rock, which causes the situation. So now niggas got to come to the stage. Security's going to the stage. Security's running to the stage, like all kind of shit. And I was just like, wow, so you started this shit, the physical shit. Word. Now you don't want niggas to touch you, so now you're making the situation bigger than what's supposed to be.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like that took away from Snake Eyes' round because he didn't even get to really start. Like, that was, like, at the beginning of his round. So then he had to, like, repeat the shit over again. And I don't know. To me, it just seemed like it kind of took steam away from him.
It sure did. That's how I saw it too. I still gave Ace that round, though.
Yeah, Ace got the round. Yeah, Ace definitely got the round. But I just feel like that kind of took Steven away from St. Guy's. Like, that whole.
Ace, you can't do nothing like that, man, bro. You can't bump somebody, and then when some shit happened to you, you don't want to let it happen. Nah, you can't do it like that, bro. Fair is fair.
If it's going to be like that, to where niggas is going to be like, yo, don't touch me, then don't touch niggas then. Like, it's going to have to be like that. Don't touch me. I won't touch you.
Yeah.
And we good. Because you can't have that where you bump the niggas, but then the niggas can't touch you. So, I mean, say guys, but Ace apologized to the crowd, said that, yo, that's on me. He apologized. Mm-hmm. Boom.
Yeah,
right?
Good shit. So good shit.
It's 1-1. The crowd is holding up 1-1. Snake, Ace goes. And he start going
well,
a little
hold
bit
on
Snake Eyes.
Nah, because you ain't get on Snake Eyes second round. I didn't think Snake Eyes second round was as good as his first. I ain't even going to hold you.
Oh, nah. That's why I said that. I didn't even think he was going to have two rounds back-to-back just like the first. So once Ace went, I was just like, oh, shit. I don't know if Snake Eyes going to be able to beat this round. And then that situation happened. I feel like it took away steam. But material-wise, I still don't think he was going to beat that round.
Even if that didn't happen. What round was it where Ace Amin was bending down and Snake Eyes told him, nah, you going to stand up? Was that the second or the third?
Was that the...
I don't fucking remember.
That's a good question. I don't remember.
I didn't like that either. Like, come on, B. If you're going to stand there and talk your shit and Snake Eyes is standing there, you can't be crouching and bending over while he rapping. That's corny, man.
Yeah, you can't do that. Those are little rookie mistakes, though. That's rookie mistakes. That's why when Rex did that versus Reed Dolly, and Rex starts sitting down on the stage, we was yelling at that nigga, man, stand your ass up like a man. You feel me? You got to stand up. You can't do shit like that, man. It's all about respecting the man in front of you. Respect him. Don't turn around and talk. Don't be turning your back and not trying to listen to him and all that shit. Like, that shit whack.
Yeah, that shit was calling. Like, that shit was calling.
I don't think he's gonna make that mistake again, man. But that's just a rookie mistake.
Yeah, I think he learned a lot from the whole situation. Like, and then it's 1-1, third goals, he's going. I feel like he went at Snake Eyes a little bit. But then he went into the whole Tavok situation. Now at the time I'm like, yo, what the fuck this guy? Snake Eyes don't even fuck with Tavok, so I'm confused now I don't even see Tavok there. So the whole time, I don't even think that Tavok is coming to the event. I don't see him there.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking like, okay, it's coming at Tavok. He's not here. I don't know what this got to do with Snake Eyes. It was dope, though. The whole situation niggas did was dope. I liked what he did. But I was just feeling like, what does this have to do with Snake Eyes?
Like, yeah, you ain't secure. You ain't secure to win to be doing that.
Exactly. You ain't secure. So even though it was dope, it gave you some moment. We was fucking with it. It was just, the crowd was definitely fucking with it. But I was just like, okay, this is dope. But this song got nothing to do with Snake Eyes. So it was a dope round, though. All together, it was a dope round. So I'm just now like, all right.
And then Snake Eyes did it.
Yeah. But before Snake Eyes did it, I think I started off going at the Cave Gang niggas. So now I'm just like, okay, well, now I guess it's even because y'all was just going at Rock and he starts going off at the Cave Gang, which got nothing to do with Ace. So he started off fine with Rex, then he bring Rex in, and now he's going at Ace. So there's a push in there where he's definitely going at Ace. To where I felt like he secured the third round, and then he brings out Then he bring out the chain and shit too. He do it too. Then he bought it. Right. What the nigga said with the we said dropping jewels, some shit.
Right.
Damn, I forgot the shit. But I know how to say it with Ace name. Some shit with Ace name. With Ace, I mean, I'm dropping jewels, some shit like that. He said that shit shook the building. Like, yo, Snake Eyes was really shaking the building. Like, I know niggas can't see, like, niggas in the crowd was jumping up and down, running to their seat, running back to the crowd. Like, yo, he was wilding that third round. Snake Eyes was definitely wilding.
I know the stream cut out. The stream cut out for us.
It cut out during Snake's third round. Yeah, as soon as Snake Eyes start going at Cave Gang, it cut out.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
so y'all missed.
We missed a whole portion
y'all
of his third,
the whole
so
his
that's
third
why
round
I really couldn't
wrong.
Tell who won.
His third round was wrong, just like his first round. He was wilding whole round too. Like, nigga was wilding, and I was just like, damn, you already got this round, but he was still going on some overkill shit. But he was still going. It was still fire. He was wilding. He was definitely wilding. Like,
the niggas better stop playing with my niggas. Snake Eyes be. Snake Eyes
yeah,
ain't whack.
Yeah.
He got way better, bro. He got way better, bro.
Way better. Way better, bro. I'm looking at this nigga like, yo, to think like this shit started on Angry Fan Radio, this nigga doing better. Like, to see this nigga here, like, yo.
Right.
Hats off to that nigga, man.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, I always think
about
that
shit.
I don't like saying that shit, though. You know what I'm saying? That it started on Angry Fan Radio. But, like, from the phone battles, I knew the nigga was nice from the phone. That's why I kept giving him to him. Like, yo, this nigga's fire. So to see this nigga doing what he doing now, yeah, B.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, that nigga is officially in the game now. To see him start on the phone and be just a regular fan calling up and shit. I was there, too, nigga. I seen the growth. And I was proud of him, too, man. You know what I'm saying?
To the point that he's on. He's controlling the
ball
around.
I want
to
know,
like, did.
Like I said, I didn't see Snake's third, so I didn't have no winner, not until I see the whole battle.
Okay,
then I can really analyze. But what I will say, I just want to know how did both of these niggas have a chain angle in the third? Did somebody in one of their camps report back to the other camp and say, look, I know this nigga got a chain coming out in the third?
You gotta remember though. Snake is battling Ace. Johnson, Jack Boy is his man. So it's predictable for Snake to bring a chain out because we just seen the situation with Jack Boy. I didn't think that Ace was gonna bring a chain out. That was kind of the unpredictable shit. Like, oh, why would he bring to an angle with a chain?
What's the likelihood of both of them just having a chain? And they both brought actual chains, and Black Wealth. And man, what the hell, dog? How that shit happened?
That nigga was really walking around with the Cave Gang chain on, too. Like,
yeah. Yo, that nigga Ace said Tay Rock be getting his chains from the middle of the mall. I said, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Tay Rock, I'm gonna be real with you. Tay Rock is cool and all, but I think if you put a diamond tester to that nigga chain, I don't know what that shit gonna do.
That's the angle. That's why Ace was saying it. Like, and it was like, I didn't see, once again, I didn't know Tay Rock was there. I didn't see him in the building. I didn't see him outside. I didn't see him nowhere. So I didn't even think he was there. I don't even know if he was there at the time, because he probably could have came after. But when I was hearing the shit, I'm like, oh, this nigga Taylor could be tight. Like, niggas is going at that nigga. Like, it was a dope battle, though. Overall, dope battle. Snake Eyes 2-1. Niggas got to stop playing with Snake Eyes.
Facts.
Ace showed that
I like Ace.
He next up. He definitely showed that. You next up. You got the marketing, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I'm glad I waited to watch him too. He's like you could tell he's influenced by Lux. You know what, B? We gotta shout out Big Cannon too, because everybody talks about Lux this, Lux that, Lux be talking to niggas. Like, let's not act like Big Cannon ain't in that category too.
Oh, I've been.
Yeah, he's
literally. Talking to niggas.
Yeah, and while he talk to niggas too, man, I think niggas be sleeping on Big Cannon.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I'm going to say this, and I don't know how other niggas feel, but I feel like, to me, I don't even feel like Ace need the Goonies. Like, I feel like even besides them, he would still be where he at.
Yeah, I agree. Because like I said, he immediately kind of just came in and kind of just jumped past a whole lot of them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he jumped past Blue Easy and Ryder and Lou Castro and Cuban. And he jumped past all them niggas, so he don't really need them.
Do we really care about the Goonies like that anymore? Come on, man. Let's be real. They had a nice little run. He had a nice little phase. Jack Boy been getting his ass kicked. We don't know what's going on with Ryder. You don't hear from him no more. You don't hear from Bluey. Yeah, you don't hear from Ryder no more. You don't hear from Blue Easy no more. I never really felt like Cuban was one of them niggas like that. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, to be honest with you.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I really don't know who Lou Castro even is. You know what I'm saying? And then, like I said, the leader was Twerk, and once he started messing up and doing this and that, it was like, come on, man. I mean, you could still be Goonies, but y'all don't have that status y'all had. That's clear.
Yo, the nigga Snake, yo. So, Snake, let me say this, right? It was mad blood niggas in the building. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, it was a lot of blood niggas in the building. Snake got to the bar where he was like, you supposed to be Muslim, and you came home and surrounded yourself by the podcast. Yo, that line was so dope, but niggas was upset at the same time. But they had to give it up because the line was so crazy that even they had to give it up. Like, yo, fuck that nigga, but that shit was hard, though. Like, yo, son, Snake Eyes was wilding on round three. Wilding. Touching on different things, him being Muslim. Touched on Cave Gang. Touched on the Black Wealth Chain. Oh, yo, son. Snake Eyes showed it all in that third round. That nigga, yo, hats off to that nigga, man. 2-1 clear to me. I see Ace saying that on camera it's going to be 2-1 him.
No,
Ace is saying on camera it's going to be 2-1 him, but I got a 2-1 Snake, and I don't think that's going to change.
Even Mac Mel.
I don't think that's going to change.
Snake Eyes ended Mac Mel. That's what I'm saying, man. Niggas got to give up to Snake Eyes and start. And Snake Eyes would beat Jack Boy, too. Let's stop playing games like he wouldn't. Yes, he would. The only person from Queens who got off on Snake Eyes was Ryder. Now, Ryder did beat Snake Eyes. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
But it's time we start playing. Like, give him a glue easy. I mean, someone. Let's stop playing and start pushing Snake Eyes, B. Okay.
Sugar's with it. Yeah.
That's a good look.
That's a good look.
He said he went T-Top. He went T-Top, Sug, Loso.
All right, Snake Eyes. Slow down a little bit, man. Slow down a little bit. One battle at a time, bro. Because you done called out Cortez, Swave. Like, you calling out anybody who won the battle. But shout out to Snake Eyes. Let's just go to the next battle, man. NWS versus the Monstars.
This is another battle that kind of took long. I don't know exactly what was going on. Yo, hold on. Deluxe? Was this?
Nah.
This was after the Lux performance. Like,
nah,
that's
that was
what
before.
Happened. All right, so wait, the Monstars, that was before Lux performance?
I thought Lux performed before Mook and him. Right?
Oh, okay. I think you performed before Monstar. I think fact that we got two more battles, but we gonna have.
You know what? You're right.
So that's probably what took on because Shug was already on stage. Like Shug and Twerk came. I guess NWS came through the back or through the other side because I didn't see them, but I seen Shug, Twerk, Surf. I see all the niggas pass right by me to get on stage. They was on stage for a minute. So I was wondering, like, yo, what's taking so long? Then they said Lux performance. I'm like, oh, that's why. So I guess Lux was getting shit ready. When he come out, the songs was dope, but I don't know. Niggas in the crowd was kind of like, don't know, like, niggas wasn't really feeling that little intermission because niggas wanted to get to the battle. And it was a lot of niggas saying, like, yo, they should let Surf perform. But it was all right. Did his thing. You know, Lux did his thing, whatever. Now, you know the big K kick that he do when shit is trash? The nigga Jackboy was doing that shit when Lux was performing.
Oh,
Wait a minute, nigga. You telling me the nigga that just got 30 got the nerve to criticize Lux's raps? Nah, bro, you can't be that disrespectful, man. Some niggas just don't got no motherfucking barrier, dog. Some niggas ain't got no code. Even if you don't like it, that's cool. We're not begging you to be a fan of Lux's music, but you don't gotta disrespect them like that, especially after you just got killed.
Yeah, so that shit was
fuck
out of
here, man.
It was an alright performance and shit. I thought that they was gonna do a little promo with the Surf vs. Lux shit, but they didn't do it. So cool. On to the next battle. I think Twerk, rookie mistake. Let's get one thing straight. So now, fuck the coin toss, they want to go first. Mistake. Definitely mistake number one, because I don't know why you would start to go first. So they go first. They round us.
I don't feel like the energy was there. I don't feel like the energy was there.
I don't know.
And Suge choked.
Yeah, something happened. Like, something happened. Like, I don't know if Suge forgot his bars or he was doing something and Twerk was like waiting for. Oh, it was weird. That shit was
Twerk
weird.
Yeah, I could see Twerk was frustrated. He was like, nigga, the fuck are you doing, man? Like,
yeah. It was a little confusing. Suge had his back turned. Like he was doing something in the crowd. I don't know. Like he was saying, I don't know. He was doing something. And it was just like Twerk repeated the line and he looked over and he tried to repeat it again. And Suge still ain't come in yet. And you could tell he got frustrated. So then y'all about to be in for a long
time. That could be either late preparation. You know what I'm saying? Or Suge just got lost and confused. You can't go against probably the best 2-on-2 team of all time and not be in sync. You have to be in sync because that's one of the things that make DNA and K-Shine great is that these guys are – it's like their minds are synced together. One can finish the other one's lines. You know what I'm saying? So if you Twerk and Suge, you definitely want to be in sync. So when Twerk is saying something and he expects Suge to come in with his part and he don't do it, it's y'all already losing.
Fuck, man.
I don't know what was going on, but Suge was like changing his clothes or putting a shirt on and some shit he was doing, but that shit was taking
man,
too long.
Man, one O N W.
I don't know what the fuck happened. So
I'm ready to get to the fight. 1-0 NWX.
That shit ended. NWX come in. They wilding. Like, the whole, they shaking the building. Loudest reactions of the whole night. They shaking the building, almost every bar. Shit looking bad. And the building shit looking
what was that line with K-Shine was like, what you say? Something about the machine gun and he out the window and he acted it out? Oh, my God.
I got the Mac, set seatbelt off, out the window with the Mac 10. How you drive it? How you shoot it in the driver when you strapped in? Yo.
Oh, man. Them niggas put up an all-star showing on them niggas, man.
Wildin'. Picked up right where they left off with ESB. So now
right
I'm just like,
man, I ain't miss a beat.
I'm like, yo, this shit about to get ugly. Like, this shit looking like it's going to get ugly. So, 1-0. Now, Monstars go. Now, they cooking. Took around and cooking. I think this is the round where Twerk got into it with Sean Mans, with the nigga standing behind Sean.
Right.
Yeah.
I think this was the round. Yeah. He said some bar, some Pahu shit.
I don't know what the nigga said, but Turk responded like, "What niggas Paru?" And I was just like, "Ah, shit, here we go again." Like, you know what I mean, but
dude said something like I guess he said watch your mouth or something like that, and Twerk was like, watch it for me or some shit. Then he said Paru.
Yeah, then he was like, yeah, this Paru shit. So I was like, damn, what the fuck you say? So I was like, I don't know what that was about, but they was able to, you know, they was able to calm that down, and they were still wilding. Twerk and shit was wilding round two. So I'm like, all right, they could possibly win this shit. And then WX go, and they wilding too. In the building, niggas had it 2-0. But I feel like that round was debatable. But in the building, niggas had it 2-0. Third round come. Let me X out Suge, cause
yeah, Suge ain't even
he's
rap.
He's out, right? Yeah, he's out.
It was all
so
Twerk.
It was all Twerk. He does the Professor Twerk shit. Break shit down. Yo. Perfectly.
That was dope.
Perfectly.
That was
touched
dope.
Why Sean moves like it, yo. Perfectly. Broke that shit down perfect. I'm like, yo, this is fire. But this is 2-on-2. So I don't know how niggas gonna score it. Cause Suge ain't even rap, but it was dope. Dope round from Turk. And in my head, I'm like, yo, DNA is gonna rebuttal this shit. And just like I said, niggas start off the third round. DNA and Sean both rebuttal.
God damn.
Now I'm just like, oh, God, son. Like, yeah, so now I'm just like, damn. So that whole shit you just did, niggas rebuttaled it. And now they cooking again. So that round might be debatable also, but in the building, niggas is yelling 3-0. I ain't even gonna lie.
NWX won that shit. That shit was them rounds wasn't debatable,
yeah.
Bro. NWX won that shit, bro.
Niggas is yelling 3-0. So I was just like, damn, all right, fuck it. So them niggas when they took a little minute to
okay.
clear off the stage. Feel me? So
okay, now let's get into it. Fuck
yeah.
All that. Let's get into it.
The next battle. Now, before that, it was mad niggas on stage. Some smacks telling niggas get off the stage if you're not with Murderland. But it's confusing to see who with them and who not. But they got mad niggas with them. I ain't even gonna lie. Mad niggas with them. They on stage. Cal basically said, like, yo, these my niggas. Boom. So they come out. The crowd is like, all right. You know, crowd gave it up a little bit. Then Twerk, T-Top and Briz come out. Like, now, like I said, I didn't even know T-Rock was there. But when the crowd seen T-Rock, they started going crazy. He come out yelling his gang shit. The crowd go crazy. Now, for all the niggas that was on Twitter, like, oh, New York, Mook about to have home court advantage and all that shit. No, he didn't. He didn't, because the crowd was definitely fucking with Briz and T-Top. So from jump,
well, first
T-Rock
of all,
comes
well,
out.
Hold on. Well, first and foremost, yeah, well, go ahead.
Yeah, so they start going crazy. Now, to me, this is to me, the energy don't look like there's no tension. It just look like niggas want to rap. That's how it looked to me. Now, Calico always have a lot of niggas with him. So to me, I ain't looking none
look,
of that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So look, so look, I don't mean to rush you, but we got a guest and shit, so I want to get through this. And it's almost time for the guest. That's why I was trying to speed it up.
Yeah.
But fuck it. So let's get into it. So T-Top and Briz, like, yo, niggas be talking that NWX got it on lock. T-Top and Briz is nice with this 2-on-2 shit, too, yo. I don't think niggas are really giving them niggas profit. Like, them niggas be in sync. They was on their grind, I thought. They had a good first round. I was fucking with their first round.
Yeah, they definitely had a good first round. Obviously, everybody seen it. The way they opened up, they opened up. They did the whole first off, fuck your mama, bitch. That shit,
which is crazy because Mook's mother just died, and that's probably what probably got under his skin from the rip.
Now, if you look at the footage, when the nigga says that, Calico tells Mook, "Yo, how you feel about that?" And basically lets him know, "Whatever you with, I'm with." Now Mook walks over. Towards there, like Mook walks over there, and you can hear somebody from their side saying, "Yo, murder, nah, murder, no, murder, chill." And he comes back and he sits down. Now, if you look at this,
once they set the bar, right? If you look at Kayshawn's face, Sean's face said it all. Like he knew, like, oh shit, like your niggas really went there. But no, I guess a lot of other people didn't even catch it. Like, yo, this nigga just violated his moms. So they still going, Mook sit down. They going off in the building. Everybody fucking with it. They shaking the building. Cool. Mook and Cal go. Now they started off mad slow.
Mad slow.
I don't really know what the point was. Calico said that they added new shit. So I don't really know why they added that, but it was too slow. Too slow.
I was not fucking with their first round in the beginning, bro.
Yeah, me either. But then they start to cook. Now while Mook is rapping the top, Briz is behind them niggas, crouched down doing some shit. I don't know what the fuck he was doing. Like, I'm looking
he
at
was
this
being
shit like,
extra.
Yo, what is Briz doing?
He was being extra.
So Calico
like
is trying to get there, but Briz is in between them. So it's like, yo, what the fuck? Like, what is he doing? All right, whatever. Niggas get past that. Now Calico is rapping the T-top. Mook is trying to get there, but Briz is standing in the way. And you can see, like, Mook is trying to, like, get around him. Finally gets around him. Now, Mook is rapping the T-top. If you look, Briz does some shoulder bump shit. He shoulder bumps Mook, and Mook kind of, like, throws his elbow back. Like, check, like, you know, niggas bump you, so throw your elbow back. Like, what you doing? So, Briz try to, like, do it again and then grabs him. So, now they holding each other. You can hear Mook like, yo, Briz, what you doing? Now, I don't know if Briz was trying to grab him, but it looked, when he reached, he ended up, like, grabbing his chain. But it looked like Briz was trying to grab Mook. He ended up grabbing his chain, and Mook popped off. Because from there, it was just like, all right, fuck it. Clearly, you know, you ain't trying to battle. You're trying to take it to some extra spot. So, pops off. He hit Briz. Now, mind you, right? He hit Briz, right? After that, I don't see Briz again in that crowd. I don't see him. I don't know what happened. Probably he got cleared out when T-Top fell. I don't know what the fuck happened to Briz. Tay-Rock, I don't know what the fuck happened to none of them. Niggas disappeared. Some nigga from the side tackled Calico. Some nigga in the arm shirt, they fucking that nigga up on the other side. I don't know why he went over there. Niggas was fucking him up. His man's in like a burgundy shirt came to help him. That nigga got thrown off the stage. I don't know what the fuck happened to him. If he got punched off, whatever, but that nigga fell off the stage. Like, that nigga chest stepped up, like, if he wanted to do something, but he didn't really know. It was weird. Like, he stepped up, but he didn't do nothing. Like, he just stepped up. And, like, Blackface was looking at him like, really? What you doing? And then he walked off towards the back. Now, towards the back, what niggas don't see because the stream already went out. Niggas kept fighting. Calico went back after the nigga in the armor shirt. So they fighting, about to go to the back. Now, right there, Briz dips off. Briz is over there. I see him again now. Now I see him, and he runs outside while his man's getting fucked up. He runs outside, and it was niggas standing around watching their man's get beat up.
Wow.
You hear niggas say, like, I ain't going to spoil it for Swave, because if the nigga battle him, if you know who you are, if I was you, I would never battle Swave, because niggas seen it. So I ain't going to say who it was. But niggas said, like, yo, hold on, that's my mans? Yeah, that's your mans. Getting the beats, and you stood by and watched it. So niggas stood by and watched that shit.
Wow.
The security end up pepper spraying niggas. For me, Sean got niggas under pressure. Like, yo, which one of y'all niggas did that? None of them want to fess up to it. Hitman, too, like, niggas had niggas under pressure. Like, they ain't want, the security ain't want no smoke. And that's just how that shit kind of ended. Niggas went outside in the back area. Niggas got stomped out. It got crazy. That shit definitely got crazy.
Well, okay, so some niggas got exposed. You know what I'm saying? So watch who you hang out with.
Briz is basically saying that he didn't know that Mook Moms died, right? Now, it's like, it's going to be hard to debate this one because niggas can't prove that he knew, but I know for a fact that T-Top knew. And if niggas want to deep niggas knew, man.
I ain't trying to go back and forth.
We all knew that shit. How the fuck you not know? How the fuck you not know? Like, we, and the whole culture basically knew that shit. So, for niggas to say, like, oh, I didn't know, I'm not the type of nigga that would do some shit like that, I don't know, bro. Like, niggas knew. And besides that, you was doing extra shit besides that. So, in my opinion, I know niggas gonna say Mook should never popped off, but to me, yeah, it was called for. It was called for in this situation. Definitely was called for. Mook don't be fighting at events. So this was, it was called for.
And then probably, you know what,
all that extra shit.
It wasn't even just that. They was trying to play Mook. You talking about he got staples in his head. And, I mean, shit that we know is real, but I guess they was trying to paint the picture like Mook is put. You know what's weird, too? It's like, Briz, wasn't you Dot Mob at one point? That's why this whole thing is crazy to me.
Exactly. That's why I'm looking like, yo, why is it like you hate this nigga, son? Like, you trying to really... So, to me, right, I feel like Briz was taking on that whole Tay-Rock issue. And he was trying, to me, it looked like he was trying to, like, punk this nigga. And then after the battle could be like, yo, you ain't like that. I did such and such. And Mook wasn't with it. Mook was not with it. Like,
Mook.
Mook with the shit.
Mook wasn't with it. So, niggas...
Mook pops on that nigga.
Yeah, real quick. And I didn't even expect it, honestly. Like, when Calico got in the middle and I looked up and I see Mook hand in the air, I'm like, oh, shit. And that nigga, I see nigga saying he connected. So, like,
yo, I'm going to be real. It looked like he connected at first, but in slow motion, it looked like he might have missed. In slow motion. Someone had it in slow motion.
The back of that nigga head. Because as you can see, like, once the nigga swing, it wasn't like he swung, Briz ducked it, came back up, and tried to throw a punch. It's like he swung, hit, and he kind of fell to the back of the crowd. He didn't, like, if you weave a nigga punch, you get back up. He didn't do that. So for niggas to say, like, he missed, well, if you missed, I don't know how you end up back there. If a nigga try to swing and hit you, how you end up back there if he didn't hit you? So he told me he did what he did, and that I felt like it was deserving. Mook did what he had to do because niggas was trying to play him, and niggas been trying to play him for years. Not only him, Rex too, niggas were trying to play him for years. So it was what it was. Like, how long niggas going to let shit like that rock? And then if Mook ain't do nothing, then niggas will be bringing that shit up in the next battle. You let such and such do this. You let such and such do that.
And that's exactly why I was saying you cannot put a man in a position where he has to choose to be either a man or a battle rapper.
Yeah.
That's what the whole fucking restore order was about. Don't make me have to make a decision. Because I'm a man first. Fuck this battle rap shit.
A lot of niggas would have already said it for one who said fuck my mother. Like, a lot of niggas was, even Calico said it, battle over. I don't give a fuck about none of that. Battle over.
Right.
Niggas, a lot of niggas would have never got past that part. And Mook was still like, fuck it. All right.
So that's what I'm saying. He already, the frustration level was already like at a 70.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He just needed something else to make him. So when you bump this man, it's like, damn, this nigga like rapping and shit, his back turning, you bump him from the back. It's like you doing extra. You already walking between niggas while they rapping, trying to throw niggas off. You doing all this extra shit. Then you bump a nigga. Now that's enough is enough.
Yeah. Niggas ain't laying that lot.
But you know what, though?
Yeah.
If you really watch, Briz do that shit a lot in his battles. Like, niggas could be rapping and Briz would be all up in their face like, yeah, that's what, like, I don't know if it gets him hype, but Briz sometimes be doing shit like that. And I'd be lost at why he's doing it, too.
That's just how he get on. He get on like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but when somebody back is turned and you give them that bump while they back turn, that's kind of like outside of the
that's outside. That's outside. Yo, shout out to T-Top.
I'm going
to
react in a violent way if I'm bumped from behind. What the fuck?
T-Top got good sportsmanship. T-Top was standing there listening, not doing nothing. He was making his little faces and shit. That's what niggas always do. But T-Top was standing there listening, not doing nothing. He don't even know what his man's doing behind him.
because he's faced the crowd. You don't know what Briz doing behind him. Briz is doing all kind of extra shit. TikTok don't even see that shit.
Nope.
So it's just why, what are you doing? Why are you doing that?
Gotta control your man.
Niggas
you know
what I'm
saying? But
time.
He didn't know. T-Tow was sitting there getting rapped to. So he's sitting here being a good sport. Like, that's what you're supposed to do. It's not your turn to rap, and you just got to stand there and listen to what the...
Yeah.
You don't even got to be paying attention. You could be thinking about pussy in your mind, whatever the fuck you're doing. But you got to just stand there and just deal with it. So for
Yo,
for
you know
Prince
what's crazy, though?
That,
you know what's crazy, though? I didn't mean to knock you off, cut you off, Danny, but
now,
they was getting that T-Top, though. With that Mr.
Yeah.
Oh, you selling crack to your mother. Then Mook had that line with the, what he said? I'd kill you. I'd kill you for selling crack to your mother to get my mom's back.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That shit hit hard.
And then Calico was talking about how he had to carry his mom through the door on his back because she was messed up. Like, they was getting that T-Top, yo.
All right, so check it out. So that's what you niggas signed up for. You understand what I'm saying? Niggas gonna get at you, right?
Yeah.
And I think maybe Briz was like, maybe Briz couldn't take that shit. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm trying to just put myself in Briz's position, maybe like, man, get off my homie. Like, maybe he felt like, oh y'all going too hard on the homie. Fuck this.
You just said fuck a nigga mother.
Yeah.
That's
that.
But
niggas get emotional when it's they tone though.
But this is niggas.
Look at Ace Amin. Look at Ace Amin. Ace bump snake, but then when something happened to Ace, now it's a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas don't know how to take it, but they know how to dish it out, but they don't know how to take it. So I'm thinking maybe Briz was doing that as a defensive tactic to like get them niggas off of T-Top. That's the only thing I could see. You know what I'm saying?
But even that
was still the wrong way to go about it.
That's what I'm saying, because that angle about T-Top selling crack to his mom's, everybody uses it. So all of a sudden, you just going to fall away because Mook said it? Everybody uses that shit.
It means more when Mook saying it, though.
So that means, like I said, you must have had a personal issue with Mook that you was trying to get something to happen. But when it happened, you wasn't ready because you thought that Mook was just going to let you punk him and nothing was going to happen. And y'all niggas was wrong.
Man.
Or y'all probably thought that Mook was going to do something and Calico wasn't going to be with it. Once again, y'all was wrong because Calico was definitely with it. So whatever niggas planned out, it didn't happen how niggas thought it was going to happen, and we see the results.
Hey.
But you know what's crazy, though? The crazy thing is I feel like if Briz and Top this battle, they would have had a good chance of winning this shit. They would have had a good chance of winning.
Yeah, because niggas told me they felt like they was already up anyway. Niggas told me they was winning anyway prior to that happening.
Because they Mook and Kyle started off slow, but to me they was starting to heat up a little bit, and then that happened. So I don't know what the second half of the round was going to be. But
yeah.
Briz was moving like somebody who was you know how when niggas is losing, they start doing extra shit? That's how Briz was moving. Like if niggas
yeah,
losing,
he, yeah
niggas
you're moving like you're losing,
yeah.
But you wasn't losing.
You
so
wasn't losing,
something
was
else
dead.
Was going on with Briz. Something
yeah,
else was going
was
on with Briz.
That shit was
something
weird.
Else.
Like, certain niggas like be doing too much. Niggas like Jay Murder, like certain niggas be doing too much in battles, and it's just like, yo, bro, what are you doing? Like, but for this, like the way Briz was moving in this battle was very weird. He was doing way too much. It's a 2-on-2. You're doing way too much, and then you shoulder bump a nigga with his back turned to you.
Yeah, that was way out of line. That was
like
way out of line.
You mad because niggas ain't giving you attention. So they rapping the T-Top, and you feel like, damn, niggas ain't even talking to me. Let me do something to get
niggas
attention.
I don't think that's what it is. I wouldn't say that.
But that, because what
is always
so
be
what
doing
you doing?
Shit, is what I'm saying, though.
Right, that's
I,
what I was
throw
saying.
Up.
Don, I was like, it was something. What else could I don't know? That's why I was like, maybe you wanted to get them niggas off of T-Top. I don't know
yeah,
what
like,
the fuck
weird.
You was doing.
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing? Like the shit, the whole shit. Was
let's
weird,
get
like,
let's get Briz on the goddamn show, and you he got to tell us what the fuck was you doing? Because.
Nah, I don't know.
You could say Mook was wrong for punching him because Briz didn't throw no punch. Briz didn't throw a punch. He didn't like make a gesture towards like he was gonna swing at Mook. But sometimes niggas, man, listen, man, you get off on a nigga before a nigga get off on you. Maybe it's just street instincts.
Once we bump each other and we get that out the way, like, all right, you bump me, I bump you back, that's it. We should be even at that point. So now, if you grab me, I grab you back.
Wait, no, arms are locked up when they got each other arms, and now it's like maybe Mook, maybe Mook felt like, I don't know what he's going to do.
Mook is like, yo, Briz, you serious? Like, their hands is locked at this point, right? So now, Briz reaches for him. Like, he's trying to grab his shirt, his neck, some shit. He reaches over there, but he ends up, like, grabbing his chain. And Mook pops off because now our hands is locked and he's still trying to reach for me, so I'm popping off. That's it.
Right.
Because now
right.
It's past all that.
Yeah.
If we grab each other and just let each other go, then we can keep rapping.
And check this out. And check this out. None of that happens if Briz doesn't bunk Mook.
Exactly. Mm. None of that.
The whole, like I said, you can't put a man in a situation where he got to make a decision. That's the restore order is not about. You can't prevent fights. There's still going to be fights in battle. Yeah, you can't prevent them, but you shouldn't do anything to provoke a fight. That's all I'm saying.
It.
That's all restore order is about. Don't do nothing to provoke
a
nigga.
Because
these are still street niggas that's up here rapping. Whether the fans believe that they gangster or not, a lot of these niggas come from the street. A lot of these niggas is hood niggas. You know what I'm saying? So you can't control what a nigga going to do when he put in a situation.
Yeah, like Swave said, after you already violated his mom's. This is like, so maybe a situation like that could have got looked past if you didn't already violate his mom's. Because now it's like, yo, you already violated my mom's. And you're doing this. So I'm not letting you
right.
start twice.
Yeah. It's like, the first, like I said, his frustration already was on 70. It went from 0 to 70. Now when you bump me, all right. Now it's like at 95. Now when the arms is locked up, and now you make a gesture towards my chain or whatever, fuck it. All right, let's play.
Yo, Caps, you remember when Jack Boy bought a PH name, the whole Team Homie demeanor changed instantly. Like, after that, it was like, okay, fuck this battle. Like, you ain't going to violate. Niggas said, no. I wasn't going to violate whatever, but niggas wasn't even, they niggas walked off the stage after. Because it was just, niggas, what, like Sway said, you're not going to violate him.
You didn't even know him.
Yeah,
Sway went, was, you didn't even know him. You never even met him.
So, hey, man, let me say this. You can say whatever you want in battle rap.
Oh, yeah, of course.
There will be repercussions and just be prepared to deal with it.
Yeah.
So say everything
at
your own risk.
That's a fact. That's a perfect way to explain it. Say what you want to say. But if something go down, don't try to play a victim. Because I'm pretty sure Arsenal knows that when he say disrespectful shit, it's a possibility that niggas might pop off. I'm pretty sure he got to know that. But he just don't care. So he just going to do it anyway. But I'm pretty sure he knows that if certain shit you don't do, and if you do it, niggas might take it to another level.
Yeah, it goes
up. Like Danny said, you can say whatever you want, but you got to be able to deal with the consequences.
I'm gonna be real with you. I want to know who watched their man get beat up. Like, was it like a crew thing? Like.
Yo,
like,
you'll be surprised,
because I heard Chess got jumped.
Yep. Like, you'll be surprised, man. Like, niggas. Yo, man, shit was weird, bro. Shit was very weird. Like, to see, like niggas said, all these gun bars niggas saying, and yo.
Oh, you talking about Tay Rock?
I don't know, man.
What, Tay Rock watched Chess get jumped?
It's a lot of niggas that be saying gun bars, though. A lot of niggas that be talking tough, and it didn't look like that at that time. Now, I see niggas saying niggas was outnumbered. Here's the thing.
Cave Gang came out with a few niggas too. It wasn't by itself. Like it wasn't like it was just Briz and Top and like two other people. They had a couple niggas with them. So, like, hey, how Chess end up getting jumped? That's a mystery.
Yeah, but Chess be super extra too. You know, they said Chess is. I don't know, man. That shit looked crazy, bro.
Chess is with the smoke. Because now it's like, yo, oh, y'all want smoke? Chess is going to be with it. But, it's crazy, man. That's crazy. So, restore order. Stop doing extra shit in battles. Stop violating niggas. Like, it's a lot of shit, man. Like, and if y'all going to violate somebody that's dead, just be really ready for whatever consequence happens. Will come with it. The Mook shouldn't have to put that in a contract. I shouldn't have to put that shit in a contract. So what's that? So once again, we still don't get to see them battle. Well, we got their first round, but we ain't really get to see Murderland really do what they were supposed to do. So
man, fuck that.
Kyle saying
that battle,
that
all,
might,
that battle all. What?
Yeah, Kyle saying they might release the shit. Rex told him no, but I don't know. Cal said they might release the shit on YouTube. But, I mean, I don't know, man. At this point, it's just like. So
that
I,
shit was
I,
too sloppy, man. That shit goes.
I seen.
That shit off the hard drive, man.
I seen Mav say, should URL ban Mook?
Why would they ban Mook?
Nah,
this is
no.
Like. Yeah. All right, number one, Math, you need to chill out. Like, you need to chill out, Math. You're doing a whole lot. Just chill the fuck out, bro. A lot of this banning shit is your fault for swinging on niggas. Leave Mook alone, man. God damn, bro.
Yeah.
I
guess
be
he felt like
for no fucking reason.
Jones.
Mook, actually, Mook
yeah,
had a reason.
That's why, yeah. Mook had, yeah.
God.
Mook definitely had a reason. Like, so
yo,
to
Math
me, I don't
know when,
yo, ban,
yo, Math got to know when to chill out, bro. He don't know when to, like, when to not troll, like, when to calm down, like should they
yeah,
ban Mook? What
know,
the fuck
man.
Are they banning Mook for? Mook didn't do anything wrong
yeah.
from what I've seen.
That's a
God,
fact.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like, yeah, niggas fight. You like, oh, this person should be banned. But in this case, it's like, nah. So how much you respect this nigga to take? How much you respect
man.
This nigga to take?
That
fucked up the event. That fucked up the night. Everybody was waiting. That's the battle I was really waiting to see. So once that shit happened, I was tight because I ain't get to see niggas. That's why I was there really for that battle. So it was just like, damn.
They said the fighting kept happening outside.
Yeah, it did. It happened in the back. Like, I was still looking through the door. I was still looking and seeing niggas fighting. But niggas is like everybody else. Got a lot of people, like 75% of the building cleared out. Once niggas started fighting. By the time I turned around, most of the building was gone already. It was just a couple niggas still, like, lingering around, going to use the bathroom, shit like that. But most of the building was gone already. And them niggas was in the back fighting.
Oh, God, man.
It was, I mean, it's
well,
a bad look.
Hopefully no
venue's
going to get,
you know.
Yeah. You know what happened?
Yeah,
we hard to get venues before because of the fighting.
Because of that. Yeah.
Right.
I will say this though, right? This is a build. This is a venue that holds, I think, 3,000 people. You have to have more security. There's no way 8 or 9 niggas is going to be able to contain a venue this big. Makes no sense. We have to have more security because it's too much. It's too much people. A certain big breakout, it's not enough guards to cover everything. So. You know, niggas should definitely have more security, but yeah, I just hope that they don't lose the venue. But I know once niggas fight, a lot of times it's hard to get that shit back. So, and that was a good venue too. That shit was a great venue. It had seats, had a bar.
Yeah,
like, it was shit.
Yeah, that's
it was a
real,
good venue, man.
Real,
oh yeah, he
like,
was there. He was there last time. Yeah,
yeah,
that shit was a good venue. Yeah, that shit was a good venue.
Yeah,
it's
dope. Hopefully they don't lose no shit over something that wasn't even their fault. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit don't never be their fault, but
But now, here's the next question, though, right?
Smack going to be in fucking North Dakota. Y'all niggas keep fucking around. Smack going to be in fucking Greenland battling.
Here's the next question, though. Shit. If Mook is booked again, right, on URL, and it's battling, do you ban certain niggas from the building? Because
in the building.
Yeah, like if Mook is battling, do you let Briz come in? Because
why don't you ban Briz from the building?
If Mook is battling, are you gonna let Briz come in? Because clearly them niggas might have some unfinished business. So if you let niggas battle again,
I wouldn't ban Briz from the building. Come on, man. That's going too far.
But so what are you going to do to prevent something from happening?
The thing that kills me is that we got all this time in between battles that they can meet up and handle it. There shouldn't be some at the building type shit. That shit is real corny.
It shouldn't have to be. I got to see you at a battle event. No, Nick, if I got a real problem with you, I'm pulling up.
But see, this is not like two niggas who live down the block. Like, yo, we going to meet up and fight. These two niggas who live
in
different states.
There's been plenty of times that Math and Sirius Jones have been in the same building. Plenty of times. They didn't ban anybody from that.
But Math and Sirius been around. Then they did the whole shit like, oh, it's no beef. One is in Jersey, one is in New York. They said it's no beef. Is Briz gonna be like that though? We know how Briz is. So
nah, I don't think
is
Briz
he
gonna
be
like that. I don't think Briz gonna be like that. Briz and T-Top coming to rap, man. Them niggas ain't coming to be some super thug gangsters, but that's not what's going on here, B.
The situation got out of hand,
and that was that.
The nigga on Twitter, the nigga said, I didn't know that the nigga moms was dead. That's his business. That's his dead mama business. Period. So ain't no, I don't know why you feel like this is some shit that niggas is going to be like, oh, my fault, Mook. He's not apologizing. The nigga's not apologizing. So I don't see how this could get better.
Briz going to fuck around and get blackballed. That's all. He going to fuck around and get blackballed from battle rap.
This is what I'm saying. That's why I said, how could you make sure
that's gonna be
that a situation like
have?
This it's not going to happen again because certain niggas is real ignorant. And it's just like, yo.
Well, first and foremost, you can't because if people are not paying attention to your family, how would they know that this person died? I'm saying you can't censor what people can say in battle rap. Like you said, they said, fuck your mother. Like, you didn't know his mother died. I don't know why you said fuck his mother anyway. You see what I'm saying? They chose
that's
to
right,
say
that.
But this is what I'm saying.
Briz always got a mother bar in every battle. He always saying he's doing this to your mama, he's fucking your mama.
They're not fooling nobody, bro. They're not fooling nobody. They said it to Mook. Because when Mook sat down and they repeated the bar, they didn't go in Calico Face to say it to him. That shit was directed to Mook. Niggas knew exactly why they said it. I'm not trying to hear that niggas ain't know. Because when Mook sat down and they repeated the bar.
Give him the benefit of a doubt and let's just say he didn't know. All right. Okay, if he didn't know, it still affected Mook. It still affected Mook. And like you said, he still didn't even apologize.
What I'm saying is, if URL's throwing a battle and Math is on the card, I'm pretty sure if this showed up to the venue, they're not going to let this nigga in. Pretty sure they're going to say he can't get in.
Not because
they don't want him in the building, just because we can't
to prevent
trust
any fuckery from happening.
Exactly.
And keep them separate.
You throw a venue, keep them separate. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I mean by ban Briz. I'm not saying ban them from the URL. Just on any card that Mook is on, maybe don't have
well,
the niggas
like
on the same card.
Well, saying, whatever issue they got, that should be resolved way before Mook is battling again on URL. It shouldn't have to wait until Mook is battling on the card and then Briz want to show up to the venue and we don't know what's going
to happen. I'm going to be real with you, niggas. I fuck with Briz. I hope Briz ain't on no cornball shit like that. I just think that maybe he really just didn't know is what I think. That's kind of what I'm hoping at least. I don't think he intentionally went to go diss Mook's mother who just passed. I don't think that he intentionally did that. You got to like really hate
right?
a nigga to do shit like that, bro.
That's what I'm saying. But listen, I'm a like, you a blogger. I'm just a fan. Danny's a battle rapper. Basically, the whole culture knew. Niggas was giving him shout outs. How the fuck would you not know? Like, how? Where was you at?
Bro,
you
the only person that didn't know this shit. Okay, Doc, you're pushing the narrative that he definitely knew that. There is still a possibility he did not know that. Because you're up here pushing the narrative. All right,
so,
let,
so,
all right
so now I'm going to just say it. When Mook posted the shit, T-Top liked the post on Instagram. Niggas knew. Like I said, so this whole shit that niggas say no, niggas lied. Niggas is lying. The nigga liked the post. That's what I'm saying.
Niggas
lying, bro.
Well, that's some corny ass
niggas
shit then. That's
that's what I said.
That's
niggas
so
lying.
If T-Top seen that and then you say, that's foul.
Niggas is lying, bro.
Even if Bree wrote that part separately, then they had to rehearse this shit together. So
that's what I'm saying.
Top should have said,
nah, bro,
don't say that.
Take that part
that's
out.
That's exactly. That's why I told Briz yesterday
take
on Twitter. I said,
out because
maybe it's the possibility you didn't know, but Top definitely knew.
Your man knew.
Yeah, so I don't know why he didn't say, like, yo, don't say it. Maybe he going to say he forgot.
Nah, ain't
but
no forget. Fuck that. Ain't no forgot nothing. If T-Top liked it, then you knew the man's mother's past.
Yo, for real,
and then
for real,
you
niggas
still
need
let your man say it, and you still let your man say it.
Yo, for real, at the end of the day, niggas need to leave the dead parents and all that alone. That's really what it come down to.
Exactly.
You shouldn't have to say that. You shouldn't have to say that to win a battle.
That's what I'm saying.
Shout out to Arsenal, though. I mean, he the main nigga to be doing that.
That's
shit.
True, though. That's true. But
that's
Arsenal. That's why there's no. That's the reason why I'm saying you can't have any rules because Arsenal done started this shit and then dragged this shit on for years. That's what he do. How the fuck you look telling Arsenal, oh, you can't say this in a battle? Like, what are you talking about? Like, that's what he's known for. But that don't mean everybody's, I don't know, man. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Because everybody, but like Slave said, Arsenal know exactly who to do what with. When he battled Slave, that didn't go, like, certain niggas do certain shit to certain niggas and not to everybody.
Fact.
So it's like,
yeah, but when Arsenal battled Slave, they was laughing and all that shit.
Yeah.
I guess I guess it really comes down to who's cool with who behind the scenes.
Exactly.
If Briz is cool with Mook, that wouldn't have came out. But because maybe the whole Dot Five Cave gang shit, maybe that's the reason why it came out. Who knows?
Yeah, I feel like that's what it is. I think that was the driving force for why Briz was so amped up about this shit. Because the whole situation with Cave Gang and Dot Mob and Mook and Rock. And now, once again, Mook never really even came at niggas like that. He been ignoring niggas. Niggas been throwing shots. He been ignoring niggas. Mook came, so I don't really know, like, why this shit is so heated the way it was. Like, why? What the fuck did Mook do to you?
Maybe he's trying to show his loyalty to Tay Rock. Who knows? What I'm trying to say also is Briz is an energetic nigga. It ain't like he's all chill in battles. You know what I'm saying? He's usually hyped up and shit like this. Look at him versus Arsenal.
Look at
him versus Suge. He's always, Suge damn near shoved this nigga off the stage when he tried to pocket check him.
Because he started to pocket check.
Briz goes off of energy. So I don't want this shit going the wrong way where Briz is just being hyper and he didn't know it's some shit. I don't know. I'm gonna see if I can holler at Briz.
Nah, Briz is always like that. Like, he started off as Van versus Suge.
But that's what it is. But look. We got to end it right here. I'm about to set up a whole nother show. We got the guests getting ready to come on.
All right.
I told him 5 minutes. I'm gonna end it. Hey, Danny, you on for the next show, right?
Yeah.
Alright, bet. I'm gonna end this show. I'm gonna set it up right now. We got a lot to talk about with this nigga. This should be a good show right here. But yo, that's what it is. We'll talk about this shit next show after the guest. We got a lot more to talk about.
Yeah.
But I do want to get this interview out the way because you know how this shit go be. It'd be hard to get
definitely.
I was already gonna be like, what you wanna do tonight? Like, so let's get this out the way. But I'm setting it up right now. Stay by the phone, Denny.
Alright, so I'm gonna stay
Yeah.
Yeah, both of y'all niggas. I'm setting it up now.
All right. But Danny, you might as well stay on the line and shit.
Well, nah. I mean, he can hang up. It's going to be about a couple of minutes, 2 or 3 minutes.
All right.